Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the
How's she caught me, loves? You're listening to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey, everybody. Keith Simpson here from Neural Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Neural Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, everyone, and thanks for having me. I'm really honored to be back here again. My name is Funke Banjoko. I'm a councilor, RMWB Ward 1, my mother, and... I've been here a few times and so I'm really happy to be back.
Yeah, we're happy to have you back again. Yes. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
So the last time you were here, you were running for council.
Yes.
And then you were successful. So that was fantastic.
Thank you.
So congratulations. It's been a little over a year now.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about how that journey has been. I know like you were all very public when you were running. We saw you everywhere and you were full of energy, and from what I see, it seems like that hasn't changed.
No, it hasn't
changed. But tell me about your year plus in council.
Oh, it's been an amazing experience. First, we have a good team with Mayor Sandy Bowman leading, and the 10 of us work cooperatively together. So that's has made it a bit easy to do this work. And generally speaking, I've been fully involved, fully engaged, and that was my intention during the election. So I've kept to that, just out there doing whatever I need to do, connect with people, be the voice of different people, ordinary people, whoever reaches out to me and I can do something, I've continued to do that. Mm-hmm. And I've also continued to work on those promises. You know, sometimes it's easy to make the promises, but when the real life, when you are now on that hot seat and you have to look at all the factors before anything can happen, starting with finance, does it tie into the strategy, and different layers of discussions before those are done. But my campaign points are still what drives me daily.
Okay.
Better transportation in the city of Fort McMurray, improvement to infrastructures, make sure we attract and retain those that are already here by giving them what they need to live here, hospital, having doctors available, and some of those things are not necessarily only council taking the decision. Mm-hmm. Some of the decisions or support has to come from the province, but I have continued to work on that. I talked about having stores. Of course, personally, I love shopping, and so economic development, they are working on that, but I'm always behind their back, checking to know when we can start to see some stores and all of that. It's been an amazing journey. No dull moment for me.
Yeah.
I'm busy.
That's
and I'm living my life now, like I always tell people when they ask me. I feel this is the purpose. This is why I was created. Mm-hmm. So I found my place.
That's awesome. Good
yes.
for you.
Yes.
I've got a question in regards to transportation, because I honestly don't utilize a lot of the public transportation in Fort McMurray.
Yes.
I just drive more places than not. Can you tell me a little bit about the public transportation and what that looks like in our community?
Well, we have buses mainly.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there are also taxi brokerages like Sun Taxi and different cabs in the city.
Yeah.
But the ones that are directly connected to RMWB is the buses.
Right, right.
And so we have buses that go around the city.
Right.
So the challenge, most of the feedback has been maybe delayed. Delay in people being picked up.
Mm-hmm.
And you would agree with me when it's minus 20, minus 30.
That's right.
You don't want to be at the bus stop for too long.
That's right.
So it's got to do with the scheduling. And so it looks like some routes might be getting a lot of runnings runs.
Yeah.
And then some are not as frequent.
Right.
So things like that. And then some statutory holidays, weekends, I think the schedules are different, holidays. So those are the things we need to look at to ensure that the supply meets demand.
Right.
That's the main thing.
That's right.
So that we improve the service level. So that's about that. And then I've also been working on vehicle for hire.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's got to do with the brokerages like Sun Taxi and Co. To ensure that we have safe ride and also that they remain competitive. The world is tending towards opening the market more.
That's right.
I know people would think I'm talking about Uber, but I don't want to say Uber necessarily.
Right.
There's ride share and all, and the on demand, on demand.
Yes.
So different ways now that everything is being changed.
That's right.
So
that's
we
right.
need to follow the new trend in transportation.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
So that's in the that's still in the making, but we've started with the help of my colleagues. I think we, like I said, we all seem to have similar visions about the way we want things to go.
Right. Right.
Yes. So those are the.
That's good.
Yes.
So when you were running, like you're brand new to council.
Yes.
So obviously anybody brand new has never been there before.
Yes.
Now that you're there, do you find it was what you thought it would be, or is it dramatically different in regards to now being at council versus when you were running?
Oh, no. I think it's what I thought it would be.
Okay.
But great. I also think it's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So a little bit more work for a part-time position.
Right.
And for someone like me, I'm a little bit hyperactive. So
okay.
So I will still want to do what I need to do. So it's been 24 hours hasn't been enough for me.
Right.
Since I got on council. But
yeah.
I just keep going and when I sleep, I sleep. And then when I wake up, I continue again.
There we go.
So on that, yeah. But generally speaking, the pressure, the people reaching out and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I knew those would come. And some days are like,
yeah.
And then some days too, we get some nice little, maybe one or two emails. Nice.
Yeah.
So it's me.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Now, we are in February right now, so February is Black History Month. So can
That's
you
right.
talk a little bit about what that means in our community and different events and things that may be taking place in this community around this month?
Oh, thank you. So happy Black History Month to you and to everyone that is watching.
Yeah.
So Black History is not only about people who are my color.
Mm-hmm.
It's a celebration of the successes, the contributions of Black folks around the world to developments, to technology, to music, to sports, name it. So it's a time for us to pause and celebrate those who paved the way for someone like me to be here.
Right, right.
People in my country or in Africa, like Kwame Nkrumah of Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you might have heard, otherwise you check it out.
Yeah.
Fumi Ransom Kuti. And here in Canada, it's amazing when you dig into contributions of Black people.
Right.
Violet King, I will never forget, I read about her. She became a lawyer, and she was the first lawyer in Abada, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
And the first black female lawyer in the entire country of Canada.
Okay.
And she used her platform well to fight and to speak for people. Apart from that, the fact that somebody could look at herself and not see an example and still go ahead and challenge the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
And say, okay, I'm going to study law. And she did.
Mm-hmm.
And she became the first.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
When you read stories like that.
Yeah.
And Viola Desmond, who challenged the segregation of seats in the movie.
Yeah.
Maybe hundreds, over 100 years ago or something like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she refused to sit in a place that was reserved for black. She stayed where she wanted to sit.
Right.
And she was jailed. She went through a whole lot.
Yeah.
She went through a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
And she was penalized because she was jailed for evasion of taxes.
Right.
It was 1 cent.
Yeah. Yeah.
So so she went through a lot, but the end of the story is what amazes me and excites me. She became she fought it, she went through it, but in 2016, she was honored and she became the first black person, man or woman, to be on Canadian bill.
Okay.
Those are people we are celebrating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just to encourage and stir us up, regardless of our colors,
right,
that we can do great things.
Right, right.
So that's what Black History is to me.
Nice, nice. And is there anything taking place in the municipality that people can, like, be directed to or participate to either learn more or celebrate during this month?
Yes. Rehoboth Alliance, if you check it on Facebook, they have put a series of events together.
Okay.
February 11, I think, is for youths at Holy Trinity High School.
Okay.
February 18th, I will be speaking, talking about contributions of blacks in Canadian history. I'm excited about that. And
great.
Then there's gala night, I believe, the weekend after. So it should be February 25th.
Okay.
Yes. So lots, and that's only Rehoboth Alliance.
Yeah.
But Keanu College students, I believe they are doing a gathering, and they'll be speaking and encouraging one another. And I'll be also maybe visiting one or two schools just to show the love.
Yeah.
And
So
lots of, and I know Mayor Bowman will be visiting some schools as well. He's been a great ally of black folks. Yesterday was the first time the first in that I know, there was a proclamation in the mayor's office of Black History Month in February
for
RMWB.
Very cool.
So,
cool. That's awesome.
Lots of things happening, yes.
Well, listen, Tanner tapped his phone, and so that means he is ready with his questions for the Mac City Minute. But before we get into the Mac City Minute, we are going to throw to an ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie? Take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we are back. Big shout out to Carrie. Thank you very much for your ongoing support. We really do appreciate it. Tanner, hit her with the Mac City Minute.
All righty. Just give me 1 second here. My phone is not open.
There we go. I can see you scrolling very fast.
Yeah, I have a lot of questions saved.
Oh, nah.
There you go. Get ready for it, Funky.
Question number one. What is your favorite achievement you've had since you've gotten on council?
Ah.
manner with the hard-hitting questions.
My favorite achievement was moving a motion that the transportation should be looked at, reviewed, the schedule should be changed. Mm-hmm. Though the complete implementation hasn't happened, but that's a lot of people, students have challenge with mobility, things that has happened. Yes.
What is one unique?
That can't be dwarfed in any gathering. I have a presence that I think is compelling, and I have the friendliness that I can work with anyone, and I will get through to anyone. Whether they like to hear it or not, my opinion will be heard at any point.
Question number three. What is one thing you love to do in this city when taking a break from helping it?
What I love to do, I love bowling. And I love partying. I like celebrating with other people. It's something that I love.
Question number four. What is one thing you love the most about being black?
Blacks don't crack.
Love it.
I turned 55.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, you look great. 55.
Thank you.
Yeah.
October last year, I turned 55, mm-hmm. and a lot of people asked me to check my birth certificate again, just to be sure.
That's awesome.
So I don't do much with makeup and all, and very natural most things.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So I don't have to do much.
Here we go.
And your final question, what was a go-to snack you remember eating as a child that you would still today?
So, puff puff is what it's called. It's like dough for you guys.
Yeah.
And I see it eating today. And luckily, it's being made by a few lovely ladies in the city. And it's one of the almost must have in our parties.
Okay.
Most parties that Nigerians or Africans are called.
Okay, yes. So it's like, what kind of dough? Is it fried or?
It's fried.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you can decide how sweet you want it and all that. And it's easy to eat.
Okay, all right, nice.
And those have been your five questions.
There we go. Good questions, Tanner, as per usual.
Thank you.
Well, listen, I know we're running close on time now, but I heard that you might be doing something in the future or running or kind of moving down a different lane. A few people have told me this. I've heard about it in town, but since you're here, I figure I might as well ask. Is there something coming up that you want to talk about?
Well, we are live, so and you've asked, so I might as well tell you. So, yes, I'll be running to be one of the two MLAs in this region, Wood Buffalo Riding.
Okay.
So I've been running for MLA position, Wood Buffalo Riding.
Okay.
And that's in May.
Okay.
So I'm warming up for that.
Okay.
But the election hasn't been called.
Right.
So, but it's my intention to run.
It's your intention to run. Okay.
Yes.
So from councillor to MLA.
Yes.
Why has this caught your attention and you feel that you want to make this potential move?
Yeah, so being on council, like, a few of the things that I really, really want to work on.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, Kiano College, hospital, they having enough doctors and nurses,
mm-hmm.
and expanding the courses in Kiano College, for instance, and a few of what I really want to work on at the province level. That's what I found out.
Right.
Quickly.
Yeah.
One. Two, In this region, we actually need a strong voice. I'm running for the good of the region. That's actually, that's what sums it up for me. We need a solid representation. We need somebody who knows what we want and is going out there to make a demand of the province, to speak, to act, and to collaborate with both the councillors, the mayor, and the other MLA. And I think I can do that.
Right.
And I not only think I can do that, I have been told that I will be a good choice. And I actually tried to avoid it because I felt, oh, will it not be too early and all that?
Yeah.
But when you hear something over and again, the brain has a way of processing it and then coming to a landing. So after the pressure and the idea and thinking, then I decided, okay, sometimes when it's time, it's time. And doing the right thing at the wrong time might be a problem. But I think this is a time and I need to go for it.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations. Yes. That's going to be fun and exciting.
Thank you. So so I'm sure I'll be back here.
Yes. Hey, listen, anytime you want to come back and tell us how that is going, especially like you've announced that you are, you want to, but like you can't really, like you said, your intent is to go, but until the election really starts, you can't make that, that final move. So yeah, please.
Yes, so I can't campaign.
Yeah.
But it's coming.
You can still talk about it. There we go.
Yes.
Well, Funky, thank you very much for coming on today. We definitely appreciate it.
Thank
but
you
before
so much.
I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug.
Yes.
So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Yeah, so thank you again for what you do. And thank you for all the people watching me. It's always a joy to come here and to speak. I want to give a shout-out to all the people of Black descent, Africans, Caribbeans living in RMWB. Happy Black History Month to you again. Go out there, connect with people, celebrate yourself, celebrate our past heroes, and take a moment to celebrate you. And so I'm sure this month is going to be exciting for us. And like I said, there's more exciting news coming down the road, and I know by April, end of April, we should be ready to move. So more to come. I'll be running to be one of your MLAs, and I will talk to you later. Thank you.
There we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you for your ongoing support. I hope you're all having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Thank you.